It's Grenade Motivation. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Joel Grenade. Another week here. Had an amazing week. I hope everybody had an amazing week as well. Guys, what I want to talk to you about today is literally how to change or actually recreate yourself, right? So, again, spending a lot of time with individuals throughout the week and talking to folks and in the past even talking to folks, you know, there's some things that sometimes we are our worst enemy, right? And you've actually heard me say that before, right? We can definitely be our worst enemy, right? And I always say, hey, you know, we always see those quotes, it's you against you, it's, you know, you're your own worst critic, right? So that's what I want to talk to you about today, guys, because a lot of us sometimes are already giving up on ourselves, and you got to understand that you can always make a change. You can recreate yourself. And I hope that makes sense, right? You can actually recreate yourself. And there's a lot of studies on this, right? So I want you to understand, you know, and I'm going to give you a couple of them. I think there's so many of them again, guys, but I'm not going to sit here and, you know, have you listening to, you know, an hour podcast. So again, I'm trying to be about 15 minutes today, but that's what I want to talk to you about, guys. So I'm going to talk to you about three of them that I think are very important, but there's definitely more out there than just my three, okay? So, you know, one of them that I want to talk to you about is you got to work out your mind. You got to make it strong, right? So it's crazy that the human mind can be so powerful. And what I mean so powerful, we have a computer inside our head, and we just ignore it. Most of us ignore it. Growing up, you know, they send us to school. You got to read this. You got to read that. And for the most part, most kids do. I was one of those that didn't, to be honest with you, right? But most of us really, really ignore our mind. We're not making it strong. And I always can tell the difference between somebody that has a strong mind and somebody has a weak mind, right? Just because you went to school and you got a degree, you got a master's degree, you know, just because you went through all those obstacles does not mean you have a strong mind. Because I'm with individuals all the time, highly educated, and sometimes they're the worst. And I'm trying to say this with all respect, you know, they are the worst when it comes to having a strong mind, right? And what goes into your mind is so important, right? What you're telling yourself, what you're reading, right? Why would you not make the most powerful thing in the world, and listen to me, the mind is the most powerful thing in the world to an individual. Your mind can do anything that you think it can do, right? So I want y'all to understand that if you don't train, you don't work out that mind is not going to do you no justice, right? It's really just not going to you're just having a brain, right? Okay, what's great have just having a brain? All of us have a brain, but what's the difference? What's the difference between the average millionaire, average billionaire, and the average Joe that makes $30,000-$40,000 in corporate America, the guy that makes six figures, you know, maybe has a business or makes six figures in corporate America? What is the difference? And I'm going to tell you right now, you know, sometimes people always just, you know, they know this person, they got lucky. Okay, that might happen, right? That might happen. And those are slim chances, right? Let's be honest, that does happen. People do get lucky, right? Slim chances, right? But for the most part, honestly, those individuals that separate themselves from the crowd, it's all about their mind. They know what's in their mind. They train their mind. They strengthen their mind. They read the right material, right? They listen to the right material. They're always working on developing their mind, guys. And that's what I mean about that, guys. If you want to look good, you want to have a six-pack, if you ladies want to, you know, be on the beach all day, what do? You train your body, right? And that's great. Health is very important. But I'm telling you, your mind is extremely, extremely important, right? So you got to train your mind, okay? And it's, again, this, it's the really most powerful thing for the human is your mind, right? And your mind can literally determine your success. It can determine when you're dying. You know, it can determine so many obstacles. You can go through so many obstacles in your life just on what you're thinking, on what's going on in your mind. And I hope that makes sense, right? So, and so that's what I wanted y'all to understand, how powerful the mind is. And I know there's people might be listening. We hear this all the time. But sometimes you're not getting it, right? You're not getting it. Understand, you have to keep training your mind. If you're at a point right now in your life that you don't like where you're at, then put down the remote control. Stop going home, watching TV, right? Stop scrolling through Facebook until 1 o'clock in the morning, looking at seeing what everybody's doing, and start training your mind. Stop laying in your bed all day, feeling sorry for yourself, and start training your mind. Work out your mind. Make it strong. And that's what's going to take, okay? Number two, this one's the most, probably the most popular one by all means. And everybody, every entrepreneur I know is, have heard this. And, you know, most people that start up a business, whatever, you know, I even know that they do this in corporate America now. But what is your why, right? What is your why? Oh, here we go again. What is our why? Well, you know, it's simple. Like, this is one of these things that it's really simple to explain, but a lot of people don't get, right? And this is a thing that a lot of individuals, they write it down one time, and they never write it again. And it's one of those most powerful things that you can have, but we ignore it all the time. It's so powerful that we ignore it. It doesn't really make sense, right? So I always tell individuals, you have a powerful why, but you ignore it. That's scary. That's very scary that you would ignore something that powerful. You know, if we're in the, if we get lost in the woods and all of a sudden we're somewhere in the mountains, and all of a sudden you see a big grizzly bear, are we just going to ignore that grizzly bear? Absolutely not. Well, most of us are will not, right? Some of you crazy ones might, you know, do something else. But listen, most of us will not ignore that. And your why can be that fearful, can be that powerful, right? And I'm not talking about I want to be rich. I want to make six figures. I want to make 50 grand a month. I want to make 100 grand a month. I want to become a millionaire. I want to drive the nice cars. I want to drive the six figures cars that cost $150,000. I want to drive this. I want to buy a house that's $1 million. That's cool, right? It's cool to have all those things. I've had those things, right? But what you want to understand is what money can't buy. And you got to have that why, right? You really have to dig deep. A lot of us don't dig deep enough. I was talking to somebody the other day and they just didn't really care. They just said, hey, you know what? I only care about my brother and, you know, my dad. That's it. And I'm like, well, that's pretty good. But what's going on with them? Not too much. But I'm like, they didn't understand. And now the brother and dad is very important, okay? Understand what I'm coming from. The brother and dad is very important. But what is it about your brother and dad that's so important to you, right? You as an individual got to understand why your brother and dad are so important. If tomorrow your dad needed a heart transplant and he didn't have insurance and they said, I need $50,000, excuse me, if you needed $50,000, do you have that $50,000 available? Right? If your brother got in a car accident, right, and something really, really terrible happened to him, and y'all needed something, you know, you needed money to pay for the medical, you know, just for, because he had to have a surgery, something, right? Something just dramatic. Are you available to provide, right? Are you available? If your father has been working with a company for the last 30 years, he got laid off, now he can't pay his mortgage, are you available to step in and help, right? You really got to ask yourself those tough questions. You really got to understand what your why is. If your mother is just struggling, you've been seeing her work since you've been a kid. You know she's a single mother. She works. She's 65 years old. She should be home resting, but she's still working 40, 50 hours a week. She's always struggling, barely has any food in the refrigerator. That's a why. That's a why. And the crazy thing about parents that I know is they'll never show their children that they're struggling. But as an adult, we know better. We know as an adult if our parents are struggling. We should know if one of our loved ones are hurting, right? So you really need to dig deep in your why. You need to write down your why. You need to explain why you want to do this. Why? Your why is powerful, guys. All the other good things, you know, or come, they'll come. The cars, the houses, the vacations, the time freedom. But if you understand your why, and you want to know why, and this is a big one, right? Everybody talks about if your why doesn't make you cry, then your why is not big enough, right? Just imagine the individuals you love the most in this world, or somebody that you truly care about, somebody that you really want to help. Maybe even if your faith is huge and you want to help your church, you want to help a charity, you want to help, you know, something tragic happen in your neighborhood and you're trying to help a family. Your why has to be powerful, guys. It has to be powerful. You have to have it in your soul. You got to dig deep. I always tell individuals, dig deep. Dig deep. I'm seeing so many individuals that go through something tragic, a divorce. They go through, they lose their job. Their father's sick. Their mother's sick. And they just stop. And all they want to do is dwell on everything that's wrong in their life. And they don't focus on their why. They don't focus on their why. They're literally dwelling on what's going on with their life. And they'll dwell for months, maybe years, right? And they don't focus on their why. And it's crazy that these individuals have that mindset, right? And that's going back to number one. You can tell the difference where their mind is. You can mentally see how well they've prepared their mind. Okay? And that's why I said, hey, you got to work out your mind. And then you got to know your why, right? Because at the end of the day, things will happen in everybody's life. Things happen. It just happens, okay? I don't know one individual that lives on this world that has a perfect life, okay? So you got to be prepared, okay? Because when tragic things happen in your life, you got to know your why. If you're in a business and you're trying to start a business, you're working on a business, and let's just say you started a new business and you're excited, and for whatever reason, nobody's returning your calls, nobody's returning your text messages, you're sending out messages on Facebook, you're super excited, you're letting everybody know about your business, and nobody's returning. And then you start blaming everybody why this is not working. You're blaming that, oh, you know what? These people, they just don't know. They're dumb. They don't want to return my call. I have dumb friends. A lot of people don't understand. If you really go dig into yourself, first of all, if you dig into your mind and understand why, what's going on in your life, you dig into your mind, you start really strengthening your mind, you start listening to successful people, then you understand your why, you won't have that mindset. And things in your business will start turning around. Okay? Things in your business will start turning around. Not everybody, you know, comes off the gates running, right? I always tell individuals, hey, these baseball players, they make so much money to literally hit the ball 3 out of 10 times, right? No baseball player bats 1,000 out of 1,000, right? Their average is about 300. If you bat 300 in the major leagues, you make millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. So they literally only have to hit the ball 3 out of 10 times to make so much money. So, but I'm trying to get at is, guys, is that right there, you got to understand that they went up to the plate, they failed. They went up to the plate, they failed. They went up to the plate, they hit one. They went up to the plate, they failed, right? And this cycle continues. The same thing's going to go on in your life. If you own a business, this will happen. This will happen. You will fail, 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 success. Fail, 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 success. But why do you keep going? You keep going because you understand your why. You understand your why. Your why is dug deep into your soul that is so important that you keep going, okay? And number three, this actually was a really, really big one for me, guys. You know, if you knew me as a child and grew up with me, and a lot of people, so there's some listeners that have and some that haven't, but if you grew up with me, you know, you understand the life I used to live, right? And you got to break away from your past, the old you, right? Everybody knew me as a crazy kid. I didn't take no mess. I was always fighting as a teenager. If you looked at me the wrong way, we were going to have a problem, right? And, you know, that's nothing I'm sitting here to brag about. Not proud of that by any means necessary, okay? But you got to break away. When I started going into business for myself, you know, I was that kid that I was always told, he's not going to be nobody. He's never going to amount to nothing. He'll probably end up in prison forever. Stay away from him, right? Principals used to say that. Teachers used to say that, right? You got to understand that you can break away from your past, okay? If I started believing every individual, every peer and every, you know, teacher, every adult in my life that should have been a role model, And I started listening to what they thought of me and where I was going to be, then I would definitely be where they thought I was, right? Where I should be, right? So you got to understand that you can break away from the old you. You can break away from the past. Don't let anyone define who you are, okay? And I talk to individuals about this. You're the director of your own movie. You're holding the camera. You're letting individuals know who you are, right? Just because in the past you might have been a troublemaker, you didn't graduate college or high school, you had 5 businesses go under, you've tried 10 different companies, have never had success, you've tried this job, that job, you've been fired 5 times in the last 2-3 years. Do not let anybody tell you where you're going, right? You got to break away from your old past, right? Just got to break away from that. Get an old you out of you. If you've said, oh my gosh, you know, I've been just doing this for 10, 20 years. I don't know how to change. What can I do? Well, the first thing is you need to stop complaining and start doing something, right? And one thing I can tell you, it goes back to number one. Work out your mind. You got to make that mind strong. If your mind is strong, you can start going through those. You can get through those obstacles, if that makes sense. If you understand your why, your purpose, you can get through those obstacles. Does that make sense? Right? So that's what I want to tell you guys. It doesn't matter where you're from. I don't care what's happened in your past. Okay? Because we've all been through we've all been through some crazy things. I can only imagine that a lot of people have just been through some crazy, crazy things in life, okay? But you cannot just sit around, mope, complain, and cry and say, man, I wish I could go back to 14 years old and then start changing my life around, and then people would believe in me now, and people would join me, and people would see my opportunity. And know I'm super successful and everybody want to be around me. You can change now, okay? You can change now, but it starts with you. And it has to literally start with you. You got to change your mind. You got to work on your mind. Make it strong. Understand your why, okay? So, guys, I hope I gave you a lot of value today. That's really what I wanted to talk about, okay? And, you know, if you're just struggling, in life right now, your business is struggling, you're going through some things, you know, you don't have to stay there. But you got to start doing the little things to get you out of it, okay? You literally have to do the little things to get you out of it. And you can start now. You can start tonight. You can start tomorrow. But you need to start, okay? You need to start, okay? So you have to start making those changes. I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't care about the struggles. I don't care if, you know, again, you've gone through a relationship problem. You lost your job. You know, I'm sorry, your dog died, something. You know, I know dogs are like important as children, but you can't dwell on that. You cannot dwell on that, okay? You really can't. You have to move forward, but it starts with you. Start making your mind strong. Start working it out every single day. Understand your why. Go through your why. Write it down all the time. Look at it. Read it to yourself all the time. And stop looking and thinking about the past. Okay? Because the only way you're going, the only direction I know that you can go is forward. Keep moving forward. Do not look back. Just keep moving forward. Okay, guys? So, guys, my name is Joel Grenade. Thank you for listening to Grenade Motivation. And I will see you next week. God bless.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.